What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Thinking Thursday. I want to wish you a happy New Year's Eve. I know so many are excited that this 2020 year is coming to an end. I'm with you in that. So much has been, you know, it's been full of fear and loss and for some scarcity. And it's been a really scary time. I know that there have still been some quite a lot, really, of blessings this past year as well. And things to be grateful for. So I hope that that's the case for you too. I hope that we can cling on to those things that we are grateful for going into this 2021 year, and we'll just make it the best one yet. And you know, I was sent a video by a friend of mine, Kevin McShann, who was actually on the podcast a few episodes ago. So definitely go and check that out because he's awesome. Over the holiday break, he sent me this video and talked about some things that we can all do to really help us to be our best selves, to be able to live life as fully as we can given the environment that we're currently in. And they're all really simple things, but yet things that aren't necessarily easy to pin down, right? It's simple and yet difficult or hard. But I want to run through these five things that we can all focus on in this 2021 year that's coming up to make it our best year yet. The first one is eating well, or I like to say eating better, right? When it comes to nutrition, you don't need to eat perfect. In fact, if your goal is to eat perfect, you're probably going to fail. You're probably going to eventually have that brownie or that cookie or that bowl of ice cream, and that could lead to you eating way too much. It could make you feel like you're a failure and you'll completely fall off your diet. I like to say eating better, because we can all start to make the choices to eat a little bit less, or maybe if we don't eat enough, eat a little bit more. We can all make those choices of, oh, instead of potato chips, I'll have some sunflower seeds today, or instead of ice cream, I'm a huge ice cream fan, so hey, eat some ice cream. You know, I still eat all the foods that I love to eat, and I really just try to watch the quantity of them. But being conscious about the foods we're eating foods that are voluminous, higher in volume with less calories to help you stay more full, so you might be less tempted to go for those sugary snacks or fatty snacks in the middle of the day, you know, like 2 o'clock. I know I'm the one who's going to want chocolate and chips at that time. But if we're eating voluminous food that's really filled with water, like vegetables, and I mean, who really wants to hear that? But seriously, it's all about just eating better, making one choice at a time. Maybe it's, you know, you decide, okay, I usually drink my coffee with cream and sugar. I'm going to do 3 teaspoons of sugar instead of 4. Like little things like that, make tiny changes in where you're eating better, perhaps, than you were the day before. That's something that is very controllable and is very difficult, especially in America. And that's why I think we really need to focus on better and not perfect or well or whatever other word you want to use there. So we can focus on eating better. The second thing is exercising. And for so many, it doesn't, you know, I think a lot of people picture going to a gym and using free weights and going in the squat rack or benching. But it doesn't need to be going to the gym. It can be increased movement in really any capacity, be that biking, hiking, walking, standing up while playing video games instead of sitting on a couch all day. Anything that gets you moving a little bit more is going to be huge for the endorphin release, but you're also going to feel like you're doing something and accomplishing something. And for many, they're on their feet all the time with work. So maybe this is an area that you're already doing well in, and perhaps you can focus on the other 4 areas. Number 3 is focusing on hydration. Something that is, again, I mean, all of these are so, like, simple concepts, but difficult to really nail. One thing that I know that really helps me is I carry a water bottle with me literally everywhere I go. It is always in my hand, or it's always in my cup holder in my car, or it's on the table in front of me. It constantly is around me, and therefore, whenever I feel thirsty, I know that it's there for me to take a sip. So I definitely recommend that we do that, because we all know that being hydrated helps us to operate more efficiently. I know for those of you like myself who easily get migraines or headaches, Staying hydrated is huge in helping with that. So let's walk around with a water bottle. It doesn't need to be a gallon like those, I don't want to call them meatheads and judge them, because, you know, I definitely like lifting in the gym myself. So let's just say you don't need to walk around with a gallon jug if you don't want to. It can be a little water bottle, but something to remind us to stay hydrated. Another thing, number four that we can do is focus on getting good quality sleep. This is a difficult one because we have so many electronics, things that are going to tempt us to stay up late, and then we get up early for work. And I'm not going to get into all the intricacies of what we can do or what you should do to be able to get to sleep or get into deeper sleep. There are so many complexities to that. You know how you operate most efficiently. So I'm going to empower you. I'm going to put this in your hands, that you can figure out the best way to get the adequate amount of sleep that you need. But just know that we need to focus on sleep, because it's, you know, I've heard people say that it's like the closest thing to a natural steroid, because, you know, your body is really growing muscle when it's resting. It helps with focus and obviously energy. And I know that when I get a good night's sleep, I feel great, as opposed to when I get a 4-hour night's sleep and I wake up feeling like crap. So let's focus on our sleep as well. The fifth and final thing, or I have a bonus for you, but the fifth thing is meditation. And that doesn't need to literally be meditation. It can be quiet time. Finding time to not be looking at a screen and just be with ourselves, be with our thoughts. So it can be in the form of formal meditation. It can be sitting down and just journaling out the things that are going on in our head. Just taking some time to be conscious of what's going on in our brains. And the sixth, the bonus that I'm going to give, is being around animals. I so believe in the power of animal therapy. I know so many people out there love their dogs and love their cats and other pets too. And I just think that there's so much power in just this, being around an animal that is completely present, is full of love, and is your companion. It's completely therapeutic. I believe in animal therapy so much. So if you have a pet, pay attention to it, spend time with it. You're probably already doing that, so you're probably already nailing this one. If you don't have a pet, that's totally cool, but maybe find ways to be around pets. I know I'm blessed. I don't have a dog right now. My dog is living in Michigan with my parents, but I have a bunch of friends who have dogs. So I have dogs in my life quite often, and that really, really helps me to kind of fill up that desire to be around a dog that I can't really fill myself, because I don't have my own dog right now. So definitely recommend that. That is huge. I know it's really beneficial for me. And I want to go back to kind of something that I said when it comes to getting quality sleep. Really, for all of these, I want to empower you. You have the power, you have the ability to focus on these areas, to be a scientist, right? To do experiments, figure out what is going to allow you to eat the best way that you can that's sustainable. What workouts are the ones that you enjoy the most, that you'll be most consistent with? How are you going to be able to find the best time to sleep? What tactics are you going to take to be able to make sure that you're staying hydrated? How do you like to have your quiet time and spend time with your thoughts? How are you going to go and find ways to be around animals? You know, this is all completely in your hands. And I want to bring light to the need to focus on them, because when we can really dial in these five or six things, we can really see some major improvement in our lives. And I do want to reiterate, it's complex and difficult, and there's different reasons why people eat more than other people, or overeat, or undereat, or can't get to sleep at night, or can't stay asleep, or why they don't stay hydrated, or why they don't feel the desire to work out. Maybe they don't feel worthy of taking care of their body. Like, if you're depressed, the last thing you're going to want to do is move around a lot of the time. You're not really going to want to go and work out. And so I just want to honor and respect the fact that none of these things are easy to do, and we all have different situations, different reasons for maybe why we're not excelling in these five or six areas. And I'll also say that I'm not excelling in these five or six areas. You know, like, when it comes to nutrition, I still have a lot of work that could go on there. I do okay. You know, after losing 80 pounds, I'm still in the realm of the 190 to 200 pound area, which is great, but I haven't seen considerable improvement in nutrition in a little while. When it comes to working out, I like working out, but I'm not always the most consistent. When it comes to sleeping, I can find myself on my computer, or I'll go to bed at 9 or 9:30, but then I'll find myself on my phone until 11 o'clock at night or something, and that's really reducing the amount of hours that I get in. You know, there's so many different complexities. Again, when it comes to mental health too, that's a whole another side of all of this. But I just want to empower you that these are things that we all kind of have control of, and we can find ways to get better ourselves, and we can have fun with it too. Like I said, you are literally going to be a scientist when you're experimenting and designing ways that you can succeed or excel in these different areas. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to empower you. If you focus on these areas, you can really see yourself, or you can really see a quality of life improvement, or what am I saying? You can see an improvement in your quality of life, and that's directly from your efforts, directly from your ability. You have the ability. You have the ability, right? Just know that. Know that about yourself right now. You can do this. You can get better in these areas. Everybody's different. It's going to take different things, but we can all focus on these five or six areas and have our best year yet. This is 2021 is going to be great. I don't know what's going to go on with COVID, but if we focus on these areas, we can be as prepared for whatever circumstance as we can possibly be. So let's focus on these five or six areas. Let's have a killer year. Before we officially get to 2021, let's have a fun, exciting, hopefully love-filled, or hopefully you're around some amazing people, New Year's Eve. Know this. You can do this. You are worthy. You are loved. I love you. I hope that you all have an amazing New Year's Eve and a start to 2021. You all take care.